Little different from what we have done in the past. I think a batsman shot already, we had to take a call of who bats where in the batting order. So I think experienced guys have to step up in games like these, and that's where experience counts. You know, it's in quality cliche, but it does come in handy in situations like this. So we knew that the plan that Australia would have is get one of us out early, so that they can put us under pressure, because Shikhar was in no condition of, you know, striking the ball as he should. So yeah, from that point of view, it was a calculated partnership, probably one of the most calculated partnerships we've had. We've had many flamboyant partnerships as well, where both are just, you know, going from each end. But today it was about, I had to play second fiddle because Rohit was settled in, he knew the pace of the wicket, and in between I gained momentum, so I started going, but then he got out, so I had to play another anchor role from the other end, then Shreyas took pressure off me. So it's a very satisfying win from the point of view that we had three good partnerships back to back, and it just put things in our favour. We knew Australia was going to come hard, the ball was gripping a bit as well, so they put enough pressure, but we were up to the mark, and you know, we really wanted to win this game, and we just played in the most professional manner that we could, and yeah, that partnership was very, very crucial for us.
Yes, sir.
Coming back from 0-1 down in the series, what's it about bouncing back and how comes it? And secondly, Jasprit Bumrah, though he's not on wickets, he's just doing the job of contending one man. Can you talk more about Bumrah's role?
Yeah, look, Jasprit, you can always focus on the guys that get wickets. But I think how things are looked at from the outside, they're very differently perceived inside the change room. So we understand the kind of impact he's made in the last two games. And he was probably the most disappointed and hurt after the first game that we didn't get any wicket at all. And, you know, we didn't put them under pressure at all. So he took it upon himself to stand up as the number one bowler, to do the job for the team, contain runs, and then in turn the other guys got rewards because he created enough pressure. So I think his death bowling in the last two games was outstanding. And just the areas he hit with the new ball as well today was very special, and the last game. So yeah, he's contributed massively to these wins. It might not be displayed on the scoreboard like people who got wickets, but his contribution is very crucial. And secondly, look, we spoke after the World Cup, the way we exited. You can't always look for a situation that should go your way at the toss. So if we like chasing as a team, it doesn't mean that if we lose the toss, we press the panic button, or we don't stay composed enough to put in a strong performance as well. So we've literally taken that out of context. We get to the game and we are as prepared to do something that the opposition asks us to do, rather than wanting to do something after winning the toss. So I think that's been the difference. Even if we have a loss, we do have the belief that we can play expressive cricket, calculated, with a positive intent, at the same time get the results our way. So yeah, this last 6 to 8 months has been a revelation in terms of that, and the younger guy especially stepping up is a very good sign for Indian cricket.
You were part of that 3-2 series loss last year. You said that you took the foot off the pedal with the last back end of that series. Going to the series decided today, how important a factor was that game to you in your mind, and was there a different approach to this game as opposed to game 5 last year?
Yeah, it was. Last year we thought after 2-0 up, it's definitely going to win 1 out of 3 at home. But, you know, they showed us that they understand these conditions very well now, having played here a lot in the IPL and so many tours over the years. So today, although they had a stronger side than last time, we thought that if we play good enough, then we can beat this team. The only thing that we need to be wary of is our body language and intent, because that's Australia's, you know, strongest point. All of the teams in the world are skilled, but these guys play with the intent of making things happen every over that you play against them. So you can't afford to take your foot off the pedal at all. And that's exactly what we've done in the last two games. You know, even in the partnership that I mentioned today, even the singles were with intent. So we didn't want to give a feeling of we don't really know what's going on. There was surety, there was There was body language, there was intent that we know exactly what we're doing, and once we get a strong partnership in, then we're going to take this game away. So until you play with that mindset, this team is going to be all over you and they will find a window where they'll put you under pressure. So yeah, clarity of mind is very crucial, and that's something that we did learn from the last series.
Virat, for various reasons, Rahul has been in different positions throughout this series. But what is it that makes him, how is he able to adjust to the value in different positions? Is it a mindset thing, is it a technical thing? And also the fact that he's not kept badly at all in the last 2 years, in the last game. So what kind of dimension does that have on for him?
Look, it definitely allows us to play an extra batsman. Which strengthens our batting order massively. So that's a very important factor as far as the team's balance is concerned. If you look at, in the 2003 World Cup when Rahul Bhai started keeping, the balance became different to the team because you could play an extra batter which made the batting order that much more stronger, and the guys at the top could, really play positive cricket. So, he's very open to playing anywhere because he's a proper batsman. He plays good cricketing shots, and good cricketing shots will do you good in any format and at any position, in any situation of the game. He's not a guy who'll go slam bang from ball one, but he can do what he did in Rajkot, just playing good cricketing shots. So I think solid game plan and understanding of his game is really helping him, and he's really reflected on what he needs to do in the last 5-6 months, and he's come a long way. So really good signs for us that he's batting beautifully at any position that he bats at, and really gives that boost to the team because he keeps us well.
And I'm looking ahead to the T20s in New Zealand. What are the gaps that you think the team is looking to fill, looking ahead, because it's the T20 World Cup year?
Again, we want to bat well when we bat first, and if in case we're defending a low total, we should be able to do that as well. So as I just mentioned, clarity of mind will be crucial because we're playing in conditions that are not ours. So we have to take even more intensity into that series, really put the home team under pressure, and set that sort of template from game one and then build from there. We can't afford to ease into the series after two games because then it keeps getting tougher and tougher. So we'll look to make a mark in the first game that we play, really play expressive cricket, and be sure of what we want to do. So this is something that we're all looking forward to as a team. Clarity of mind and just going out there and executing the plans that we have and not thinking about what if things go wrong. So we just want to play with a lot of clarity this
Captain, looking into the New Zealand series, what advantages have the team recognized that they could overcome to beat New Zealand in New Zealand?
Last time we did beat them in both the series, so we're taking a lot of confidence from that. Again, we were very positive in how we played, and we're very sure of what we wanted to do. The thing with playing away is if you're able to put the home team under pressure, then you can really enjoy your cricket because it's sort of you have to win at home. There is that sort of feeling around. So if you bring your A game and if your skill is good enough, then you can really put the home team under pressure. That's exactly what we did last year. Really squeezed them. Middle overs, we picked up wickets. The spinners were outstanding. So yeah, we're looking forward to, as I said, taking that same intensity and clarity into that series, and that's the only factor that we're keeping in mind. There are no such challenges or problem areas. I think we played really well in 2020, all the games that we played, and we just want to continue that streak.
Virat, as far as wicketkeeping goes, Rahul did a good job. Do you think the wicketkeeper slot is now opened up between Pant, Rahul, Samson and MS as far as T20s are concerned?
I mean, you wanted to ask a spicy question, I could see. Well, look, we have what we have in the team. As I said, Rahul really brings a good balance to the team if he can keep that well and bat well at that position. And it's just that he's come into that slot and he's done well. So we'll have to persist with that a little bit and see where that takes us. And not necessarily be confused about what are the other options that we have. So I think lack of clarity in terms of positions in the past has really hurt us. So now that we understand that this feels right, we're going to go ahead with that for a while and figure out whether this is the right thing to do or not. You can't chip and change immediately and create confusion within the group. So we're playing very well, unchanged team. And we did the job again, you know, two back-to-back wins. So I don't see any reason why we should change this balance. It has done well for the team, and we want to continue with this thing for a while.
Great, last game.
Two quick ones if I can. First one, were you surprised or relieved when you found out Glenn Maxwell wasn't in the Australia squad? And second one, I'm sure you did a lot of planning on Marvis Labuschagne beforehand. What was your game plan to him, and do you think you learned anything from this series that you can use him in the test summer when you come up against him again?
Just stay at cover and just catch the ball when he hits in the air. Nah. I mean, he's a quality player. We were talking outside, he's very sure of what he wants to do. Again, body language, intent, you know, he's there, he's running hard between the wickets, he wants the ball, he wants to be in the important positions in the field. So I think he's got the right mindset to be a consistent player, to be a top player in the world for a while, and he's shown that in test cricket, he's shown that in one day cricket, and I'm sure if he plays T20 cricket, he'll show the same clarity as well. Looks like a complete team man. So against guys like that, you need to have total clarity and, you know, not back offs, because if a guy brings that kind of clarity, it can really put the bowlers under pressure if you're not, you know, up to the mark. So I think with guys like that, it's all about who loses patience first. If you give him a window, he can take the game away from you. He's always and always energetic. I don't know where he gets that energy from, but, you know, he's like a bunny running around, and he's got a lot of energy, and he's just looks like he's just happy playing international cricket, and he's relishing the opportunity to play for Australia. Sorry, what is the first?
Were you surprised or relieved?
I asked the manager. Honestly, I didn't look at the team, and I asked Aaron, "Do you have only 14?" And he said, "Yeah, we just came with 14." So I asked the management, "Is Maxwell here?" They said, "You know, he's playing the BBL." So yeah, I was a bit surprised that he wasn't here, especially the way he performed last time in the T20 series, and you know, he got 100 if I'm not wrong in the last game, and they won the series here. So yeah, I was a bit surprised to not see him because he can bring the spinning option as well.
Final.
Perhaps also on Australia, obviously yourself, I think you and Harry both have a better record against Australia than your career figures. I mean, given, is that a case because you play Australia so often, or is it, you know, the rivalry there that you stand up with? How do you explain that?
Yes, we have played a lot against them, but also we understand that, you know, when you are important players in your team, Australia always comes after the most important players. We know that historically. So that brings the best out of us as well. We relish that opportunity because you're up against, you know, world-class bowlers that are coming hard at you, bowling 140 and above, and, you know, really challenging you. So when you play well against a side like Australia, you become more and more sure of your abilities. And if you put in match-winning performances, then that takes you to another level where you feel like you can do it again and again against everyone else in the world. So yeah, they have brought out the best in both of us historically. We have scored a lot of runs against them. But it's always a challenge. You always have to, you know, really get into a mindset where you say, you know, we're going positive. We're not going to take a backward step. And because as I said, if they find an opening and they get one of the important guys out, then you're all over the batting order. So we understood that today. It was a good partnership, as I mentioned. But yeah, having played them a lot as well, we know each other's games also. Which goes both ways. They can also trouble us. But yeah, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. But yeah, today was a good one.
Yes, sir.
Now, towards the later part of the match, especially, I think there was a little bit of new form and made stroke play looking easy. Did you feel that so? And another thing is, again, towards the later part of the match, they were having six and seven fielders in the circle for Shreyas. Was it your prompting that he went after the bowling, or was it a call that he made by himself?
Bit of both. I think there was a bit of due, I think, in the later half. Ball came out to the bat much better. But again, it wasn't that much due because the ball was gripping for the spinners. And Ashton Agar and Zampa came in at the end, but the ball was still gripping a little bit. Yes, Shreyas wanted to take a chance against Zampa in the over that we got 8 runs. And we decided even if we get 4 of that over, we're still getting 37 and 6. We can easily finish the game off in 5 overs from there. So when we played that over out, I told him, now you've earned the right to go really hard in this over and really express yourself. And if the bowl short balls that you take it on, because once you execute that in the game, then you get over that, you know, mental block, if any, of having problems against one kind of delivery. So I don't think he's going to have any issues anymore, because really went after their best bowlers and got the results. And it took off pressure off me as well, you know, not having to take risks and the other guy just strikes at 140, 145. So I think he was really smart how he went about it. Communication is very important out there in the middle, and my job as a senior batsman is to give clarity to the younger guys whenever they are in situations that they can learn from, so that they can remember and keep repeating it even at the time that we don't play and these guys are still playing. You know, it's all about gaining that experience and doing the same things over and over again when the situation is difficult.
Final one for the talk.
Yeah, it's really important. This is something that we spoke of at the warm-up, in the huddle, that, you know, this last game that we play in the series, and if we win, you go on a tour, you know, on a happy note, and then you start well, the energy in the group is good. So it's very important. It can go under the radar a little bit. If you lose, you can say one loss and, you know, carry on. But when you win, you really look forward to, you know, getting to the next destination and just playing together as a team and playing well. Especially because the last two wins have been tough. We had to work hard and really play our best cricket to get the victories, and we did so under pressure. So yeah, that always boosts your confidence, and we are definitely looking forward to going to New Zealand now.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.